historical place to play. I'm ready to learn from the older guys, ready to learn from the vets, get my playbook tonight, and you know, get ready to practice.
How are you going to help out this football team? Do you feel this is like a perfect fit for you as far as a defensive line?
You know what? We run a 3-4 here, you know, tight front, so that's what we ran at UCLA. So you know, I'm picking up on the terminology pretty fast. So I mean, I'm just trying to play my part, do my due diligence by coming in here, learning the playbook, you know, learning from the older guys, and learning the Green Bay Packers way.
What went through your mind when you saw the stadium when you pulled
up? Oh, I couldn't believe it. You know, my first time here, you know, seeing it, I felt so emotional. Just I could see myself, you know, in the Green Bay Packers uniform already.
You got the big G, got the G on your chest. You're all ready to rock and get the green and the gold. I mean, you feel like this is kind of the big page turn here for you, being part of this history.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Like I said before, it's definitely a dream come true. I really can't wait to play with my teammates. You know, start today at practice, and you know, before that, the meetings, learning all my plays, getting my book, and going hard in practice.
Were you surprised when the Packers that they selected you? Were you surprised?
Oh yeah, I was surprised. You know, I couldn't believe it. You know, they took a chance on me, so I'm going to give them my all. You know, do my best so they can bring a championship back here.
They're out there in UCLA, you know, the weather's going to be a little bit different. You get cold, you got to get some hats, some scarves. Are you ready for some of the snow and cold weather down here?
Oh yeah, I'm ready for it. I'm prepared. I got this bald head. You know, I'm not obviously, but I'm going to need me a good beanie here. That's pretty much it.
What's your number one goal this weekend?
Oh, just to get better in practice every day. That's where it starts. I'm not really looking ahead to the season. You know, it starts in the meeting rooms, you know, learning from the older guys, then coming out in practice, going hard.
What has Coach told you about what he expects from you coming in right away?
He haven't really told me anything. He just told me to learn his playbook so that I could play fast. And that's what I'm going to do first, learn the playbook. Pick all the older guys' brains, and then get ready to go hard.
Well, the extra pressure comes on with being the first-round pick. You understand that, and some people are picking that you'd be that impact player. You realize that, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I understand that, and all I can do is just get better every day and focus on taking a day at a time and just worry about my play and not worry about anything else.
You got a little nice smile on your face. You got that nasty that guys are looking for on Sundays?
Oh, most definitely. I'm a D lineman. That's all I know is nasty.
All right.
Hey, Tom, do you have a sense for what they're going to want you in terms of weight?
Well, right now I'm 285. I feel like good playing weight for a defensive end is 285, 290. You know, I don't think that. I mean, the way to help playing against strong offensive tackles in this league, but you know, I feel like I'm pretty athletic. I'm really strong, and I can fit anywhere in this defense. Most definitely.
At times, this team has looked for that other guy, along with Clay Matthews, to get after the quarterback. Do you feel like that's a niche that you could fill right away? Like, can you come in right away and be a guy that gets after the quarterback?
Yeah, you know, it starts, like I said before, it starts today in practice, making sure that I know my assignment, and then so I can play fast. That's my main goal.
What's up with the Packers drafting all these guys from the West Coast?
Hey, we're bringing that Cali swag to the team.
Tony, you met any of the veterans? Probably see a lot of them around today.
I'm starting to meet the older guys today. Today is my first day here. I know a few guys from college, but other than that, you know, I'm still in that welcoming process.
Do you say Mr. Matthews and Mr. Rogers?
Matthews Rogers is right next to mine, so you know, I'm gonna talk to him a lot, pick his brain.
You studied history, right, in college?
Most definitely.
Have you studied your Packers history yet?
No, not exactly. I need a Packers media guy so I can learn the history of the Packers.
You know, you're the kind of guy that likes that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, most definitely. You know, you got to know the team's history.
Do you at least know the history that Clay was also a 26th pick, played his college ball in LA?
Yeah.
What's it mean to you to follow in sort of the same storyline as that?
That's great. You know, I feel like he has his own path. You know, he has his own destiny. He's already done a lot for the Green Bay Packers. You know, I'm trying to create my own legacy and making sure that I do everything the right way and the Green Bay Packers way, which is hard.
Is being the number one pick mean starting off as a leader amongst your rookies this weekend?
You know, all I can do is lead myself first. You know, I can't just jump off leading everybody else. You know, I got to lead myself and prove myself to the team that I'm here to work hard, that I'm here to win. And that's what I want everybody to know. I'm here to win. I'm ready to work. And I'm ready to get after it. I'm ready to win championships.